Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. As I mentioned to you earlier in the hour when I told you Joel was going to be joining us, Joel's one of the premier futurists, one of the preeminent futurists of our time. I've known about his work for more than 20 years and have been a disciple of his for that long. He is the author of many books, including Future Edge and Five Regions of the Future. His films are outstanding, including his new one, which is Innovation at the Verge. And he's here to talk to us about some things that you and I need to know about as we continue our quest to become better CEOs of our small businesses. Joel Barker, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Joel, as I'm telling more and more folks, this year I'm trying to help small business owners understand that more than being just the alpha manager of their business, they're the only CEO of their business. And the kind of things that you talk to us about are the kind of things that any CEO should be thinking about as they should be included in their reading and their understanding of what the future is going to look like.
Well, yeah, and I want to reinforce that I understand that small business leaders are very, very busy. And so one of the things I've tried to do for them, if they go to my website, joelbarker.com, there's a section there called Scoop It. And if they just click on Scoop It, like once a week, they'll be able to bump into 5 to 10 ideas that they probably wouldn't run into otherwise.
Right.
That just keeps them stretched, keeps mm-hmm. their perspective expanded. And to me, it's not the specific knowledge, it's this constant bumping against
right.
alternative futures that creates opportunities that people see. So what you do on your show every day, and things like the information I'm trying to provide, help them at a minimum time cost.
Right.
Keep that perspective of the future.
And that's the role of a CEO. And one of those things is the fact that in the around the world, one of the issues coming up, and we've been going through this for a long time, and we're having wars, in fact, right now in the United States over water. But you've got some news from Japan, don't you?
Well, you know what it does? It reinforces this whole question of resource usage and the trends. And what is going on in Japan, which is very interesting. First of all, most of us don't think about it this way, but Japan is extraordinarily water rich.
Think about it, but it is. It's a little place, but it's got a lot of water.
A lot of water. And if you think about it, every year we hear it being hit by a hurricane.
Right.
You know, a typhoon is what they
mm-hmm.
call it. Well, remember how much water typhoons dump on the ground.
Right. Plus, they got a lot of snow. They got a lot of snow there, too, don't they?
Yes, they do. So they've got the snow, they've got the typhoons, and so they get recharged every year. Well, here's the dilemma. Their price of land has dropped so much that the Chinese, among others, are buying up land in Hokkaido at 60 cents a square meter.
Wow.
In a sense, you say square meter, that's 60 cents isn't very much, but it used to be double that.
Right.
And when you buy the land, you buy the water rights.
Right. And they're actually exporting water, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they are.
And interestingly, China is an importer of water, isn't it?
Yes, because they are water poor.
Think about that, folks. This little bitty fingernail of an island country is bubbling over with water, and the huge, vast China, you know, like what, 5 time zones, is water poor. It's amazing.
Yes, but that's the message here. The trend is
mm-hmm.
that certain nations are going to other nations to buy their resources.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, will at some point in the future Japan want to have those resources for themselves?
Mm-hmm.
And yet they've sold them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is happening. The land is being bought all over the world. Water rights.
So you're saying that people, because Japan allows people from other countries to buy their land, don't they?
They do, almost casually.
Yeah. whereas in other countries, not so much. So this is a cautionary tale for Japan and for us, not just about water, but about these kinds of practices, right?
Exactly. This is the new world, the new normal.
Yeah.
People are buying their resources in other countries.
And so that somebody, speaking of China, somebody who's doing that more than anybody around the world is the country of China.
Yes.
They are everywhere.
The money to do it.
And they're buying stuff. They're buying rare earths, minerals around the world. They're getting that stuff all over the world. So we've got to keep our eye on those guys. When we come back, we're going to talk about some new steel and a new light bulb. How about that? Right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. Right back with Joel Barker.
You keep rolling on. So go on and roll the dice. We only live twice. Do it or die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.